This is Fresh Air. Ashley Monroe is best known as a member of the vocal trio, the Pistol Annies, a group led by country superstar Miranda Lambert. Monroe has a new album called Like a Rose, and rock critic Ken Tucker says that she distinguishes herself as a distinct musical presence.
Still bouncing back, heaven only knows how I came out like a rose. Ran off with what's his name.
The high lonesome sound of Ashley Monroe's Tennessee voice on the title song of her album there serves as a clear signal that she's working within a tradition that extends back well beyond her 20-something years on earth. One of Monroe's collaborators on that song was Guy Clark, a 70-something Texas country veteran who's often too tough guy romantic for his own good. But Like a Rose takes what could have been a treacly organizing premise, that the singer has had a rough life but come through it smelling like a rose, and avoided the cliché that I just used. In fact, three songs later, she's subverting her own tender sentiments by suggesting a potential suitor give her, to quote another song title, weed instead of roses. Monroe is nothing if not nicely ambivalent. One of last year's most successful new country acts was the Pistol Annies, due in part to the fame of one of them, Miranda Lambert. When Monroe performs with the Annies, she offers strong yet discreetly collaborative harmonies. On a song like the one I just played, however, called The Morning After, Monroe's own signature tone rings out clearly. It's a loftily pitched nasal twang that regularly luxuriates into a warm croon. This album was co-produced by Vince Gill, the country and bluegrass singer-guitarist who spent recent years collaborating with and showcasing other artists with a fine sense of discretion in musical arrangements. He also exhibits a playfulness in joining in on key moments of fun. That's what he does here with a song he co-wrote with Monroe called Monroe Suede. If Ashley Monroe begins this album with the kind of earnest seriousness and tradition-bound assiduousness that can sometimes remind you of a stiffer vocalist, Emmylou Harris, by the end, she's loosened up enough to do a duet with Miranda Lambert's husband, Blake Shelton, called You Ain't Dolly and You Ain't Porter. It plays off a musical partnership unknown to most of Monroe's contemporaries, that of Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner in the late 60s and early 70s. Take in the whole arc of this collection, and Ashley Monroe does bear comparison to a rose. lovely sounding, yet not afraid to come across as prickly when the occasion deserves it.
You ain't Dolly.
And you ain't Porter.
She's a little bit fuller.
And you're a whole lot shorter.
Let's dance all night and fill the jukebox full of quarters. 'Cause you ain't Dolly.
No, and you ain't Porter.
Ken Tucker reviewed Ashley Monroe's new album, Like a Rose. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.
Don't you worry, cowboy, 'cause I'll get you through.
We'll sing a cheating song just like they used to do. 'Cause you ain't Dolly.
And you ain't Porter.
She's a little bit fuller.
Yeah, but you're a whole lot shorter.
Let's drink all night.